You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I need to get a car towed.
Okay, sorry to hear that, but I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. Are you going to one of our Meineke locations?
Yes, the one on Florence Boulevard in Florence, Alabama.
All righty, give me one moment. And are you in a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, and are you the actual employee or the customer?
Customer.
All right. Okay, can I go ahead and start by getting the spelling of your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia.
Yes.
Okay, and the spelling of the last name?
Brewster.
Thank you, Ms. Brewster. That's Brewster.
Correct.
And what's a good telephone number in case we ever get disconnected?
Area code 731-412-7656.
Okay, so I have 731-412-7656.
Correct.
Okay, and did you want to opt into our text feature? We'll message you the provider's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival.
Sure.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. So, if you weren't aware, with the Meineke Rewards Program, basically it's 5 miles for free. Since you are getting a service done with the Meineke, anything outside of the 5 miles would be an out-of-pocket cost for you. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All righty. I'm getting your ticket and everything started here. Thank you so much for your patience.
But usually it's like $20 or something like that.
I won't know until I actually have you mapped and located.
Uh-huh.
I can give you that information shortly. Okay, and what do you have an email address to place on file?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an email address to place on file?
Master Donkey 3.
I'm sorry, you're going in and out. Can you repeat that for me?
MasterDonkey3 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And what is the location of where you're currently located?
201 Davis Lane, Florence, Alabama, 35634.
All right, so I have 201 Davis Lane, Florence, Alabama, 35634.
Yes.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a 1988 GMC K2500 Vandera.
Thank you. And the color of the vehicle?
Maroon, beige.
What? The van? Gold.
No. Maroon, beige, and another color. It's multicolor.
But the main color is the maroon and the beige?
The main color is maroon, yes.
Okay.
You need to go look. It's fucking maroon. I know.
Well, it looks yellow to me. Gold.
It has to be gold.
I know the color there.
I know the paint code, dumbass.
Don't. You're the one that will be suffering, not me.
Can you get
Okay, so I have a 1988 GMC K25 Vendara.
Yes.
And this is a pickup truck?
No, it's a van.
It's a conversion van. It's a very large van.
In our system, it's pulling up like a pickup truck. Am I spelling the name of the model correctly? Vendre?
It's Vandera.
Rallywag. It says Rallywag on the title.
And you said GMC K25?
A K2500.
Oh, 2500. Okay.
Yes.
That may make a difference. Give me one moment.
Don't take that in here and leave it. I want to spray this couch.
What the?
Oh, I thought you went in here. I'm sorry. You can spray your bed, but bring it back in here.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Okay, so with the make and the model, is that the same thing that is showing up like on your title or your paperwork? It's still showing up in our system as a pickup truck.
Okay. So the thing about the K2500s, some of them were taken to a custom shop in Mississippi and was changed to conversion vans. So it could be the pickup truck.
The title said on it, Rallywag, if that makes a difference.
Rallywag? Is that
Rallywag? Yes, Wag. Rallywag.
Oh, okay. So in our system, okay, I see what it is. It's showing a 1988 GMC Rally Wagon Van G2500. But in your case, it's a K2500.
Yeah, it's a custom build. It's really weird how everything works with it. We always have trouble like this.
All right, and what seems to be the issue that you're having with the vehicle?
I already talked to Mariki about it. It needs some work done. The gas tank needs to be dropped and cleaned out.
It's been sitting for 5 years. We sat it running, but it's been sitting for a while, and
just getting running again.
Yeah.
Will the vehicle start?
It will start, but as long as I'm pumping starter fluid through it.
So the basic issue is the gas tank needs dropping?
Yes, and cleaned out. It has old gas in it.
It's way more than that.
Alrighty, so I'm going to get a tow service set up for you. Will the vehicle
Thank
shift
you.
Out of park and go into neutral?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is the vehicle considered to be a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or just standard?
Rear-wheel drive, regular.
All right. And is today's service a result of an accident?
No.
All right. Thank you. And you will be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes.
And you will have the keys on scene?
Yes.
Will there need to be any person riding with the service provider, or they're just picking up the vehicle?
No, just picking up the vehicle.
Okay, and you have spoken with Monique. They're expecting the vehicle?
Yes, I have spoke with Chris.
And do they have the after-hour drop-off?
Yes, they do.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. So right now I'm just getting you mapped and located. Right now you're at the 201 Davis Lane, and it's just mapping your location right now. Is this a business or a residence?
Residence.
And does the provider need to be aware of any special driving instructions or any gate codes?
No.
No, but there is one thing. There is a Chevy Avalanche parked behind it, and I can try to get that moved, but I don't know if I'll be able to. If there's any way he can wedge through there, I can try to move everything out of the way as much as possible.
Yes, sir. Before we actually send the provider out, we would have to have the scene clear. There can't be anything blocking as far as with the vehicle. Does the avalanche not start or work?
Avalanche, yeah, it'll start if you put a hot battery on it, right?
But it doesn't have a hot battery.
We'll push it up out of the way because the van can turn and come out right behind it.
Okay, and this will be done before the provider gets there?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the Monique address?
Do you know the Monique address? All I know is it's on Florence Boulevard.
Okay, I do show
in
one there.
Alabama.
2075 Florence Boulevard, showing about 9 miles away.
Okay, yep.
All right, so it does look like you're about 5 miles over. I'll get a provider to give me as far as with a quote. They usually charge about $5 or something around that sort. When I do get as far as with the total for the out-of-pocket cost, would you like to pay the provider with debit, credit, or cash?
Usually they want cash, but either debit or cash, whichever they'll take.
Okay. So once I reach out to them and get an estimated time of arrival and a out-of-pocket expense quote for you, I'll definitely give you a call back momentarily.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thank you.